Simon, born, bred in Shepparton, Gunai Kunai man. Got four kids, we live in Echuca. My oldest son's here at Fulham with me. So I'll probably speak to him a little bit later on too, so yeah. Yeah, I've been doing a bit of art work in here, and training, and just doing a normal routine stuff I do every day, so yeah. Been good, I've only got another 10 weeks to go and I'm home free, so yeah. When I get out, I've got a good family support and community support and, back in Echuca. So hopefully I'll be able to do help out up there with the young fellows and just do a couple little forums, just have a yarn to the young fellows up there about the ice epidemic and the police and stuff like, you know what I mean? A bit old, I've been doing it since I was 18, 19, so I'm really over it myself. If a black fella gets in trouble, they're more likely to get remanded. Oh, sentence just over the littlest trivial things, you know what I mean? Like when a white person goes up the front of judge, they're offered bail, they're offered this, they're offered that. They've got more opportunity getting out than Aboriginal people. And I don't understand why that is too. And even when it comes to parole, a lot of Aboriginal people who get off parole, they don't actually have a chance to go and get parole because they've got nowhere to go. Been locked up for the last 5 years, and I always run in the family in here. There's that much of my family in here. It's not funny. Yeah, it's just disappointing. Not only in here, and in Dame Phyllis too. You know what I mean? So, and there's a lot of women, Aboriginal women, locked up too at the moment. Not decreasing in the last few years. It's just more or less increasing. Doesn't make sense sometimes, you know. I'm just sick of it, and I just want to try and make a change to things when I get out and change for the better for myself too, but yeah, and for my family. And yeah, I just want to try helping the community and try put a bit more information out there about what coming to jail is. Jail's not a good place to be. Jail's a waste of time, it's a waste of life. It's a waste of time just coming to jail. Like, you missed a lot of life out on family. And I realised that in the last 5 years. Can you get a lot of them yarn up and skiting up about this and that and this and that? So there's nothing to be proud of. Like, we should be running more programs for people like Aboriginal fellas like ourselves. I don't think there's that much support out there for Aboriginal men and women. There's not enough places where they can actually go, sit down and have yarns and make feel welcome back in the community, you know what I mean? A lot of us black fellas are homeless too, you know what I mean? Going around staying on cousins, aunties and uncles and their couches and couch surfing these days, you know what I mean? There's got to be a place where we can actually go and feel welcomed and, yeah, involving door, just recycling ourselves just in one big circle, like a little community hub for us where we can just go and sit down, have a laugh and have a yarn and just a bit of love and support out there, you know what I mean? Let people know that there are people who care out there for us and for other people too. Well, I've got my young fella here, but always sit down and have a yarn to him, you know what I mean? And he's starting to realise now. He's 21, he could be 22 in another 2 weeks, so that's what I try to drum into his head, you know what I mean? So I think I'm getting there, so yeah, he's saying to me he doesn't want to come back to jail, but we'll see when he gets out, you know what I mean? So yeah.